This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Department of Ag has increased the number of certified livestock manager training workshops planned for 2018. This year, there will be a total of 12 workshops held throughout the state. They provide Illinois livestock producers the manure management training they need to meet the requirements of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. The workshops will be held February 7th through March 14th and are scheduled in Nashville, Sycamore, Freeport, Morrison, Bloomington, Galesburg, Pittsfield, Effingham, Breeze, Benton, and two workshops are to be held in Springfield. The Livestock Management Facilities Act of 1997 requires facilities with 300 or more animal units to have at least one employee certified in proper manure handling procedures. In facilities with 300 to 999 animal units, the employee must attend a workshop or pass the Illinois Department of Ag Certified Livestock Manager exam. An employee of facilities with 1,000 or more animal units, they must do both to achieve certification. To register for a workshop, call 217-244-9687 or register online at regonline.com/CLMT2018. Cost to register is $35. If more than one employee registers from the same farm, each additional registration after the first will cost just $25. Again, that phone number for registration, 217-244-9687 or online, regonline.com/CLMT2018. Well, the new year brings new seed traits to the market, and dairy farmers will have another choice of corn to plant. Dwayne Martin is the corn and soybean trait manager for Syngenta and says Inogen feed corn makes a higher energy silage for cattle, which can lead to higher milk production, and it has excellent yield potential.
We've continued to do research on our Inogen corn, and one of the benefits that we found consistently is that it provides a higher energy feed for either beef or dairy cattle. So the important thing for growers is that by simply choosing the right corn hybrid, they can produce a higher energy silage for their dairy cattle. The way this works is that our dairy producers realize that they're feeding corn to cattle as an energy source. Certainly on the dairy side, the fiber equation is important as well. The component of corn that provides that energy source is starch. Well, the alpha amylase enzyme in Inogen feed corn converts that starch to usable sugar more quickly and efficiently. So when we feed Inogen feed corn as silage to a dairy cow, we're seeing an increase in fiber digestibility, an increase in starch and sugar availability, which means that we've got a more highly, a higher energy feedstock with more readily available energy than normal corn. So when we work with our silage quality labs, and one of the groups that we've worked extensively with is Rock River Labs, one of the premier silage quality labs near Madison, Wisconsin, they plug this into their silage quality calculator, and it predicts about a 3 to 4 pound per head per day increase in milk production, which is very significant for a high-producing dairy cow. So when we look at our dairy operations, in many cases operating on a pretty thin profit margin today, this could provide an edge in profit potential that these dairy producers are very interested in.
So how is this feed available to those dairy producers? Do they need to just find a local retailer? You know, talk to us a little more about that.
Well, that's one of the beauties of Inogen feed corn. It's really a simple switch for a corn producer that's growing his own silage for his own dairy operation. Simply by choosing an Inogen feed hybrid up front, which is readily available from a Golden Harvest seed dealer or an NK corn retailer, they can potentially see these benefits in their dairy operation due to greater feed efficiency. So they are readily available. We've sold some Inogen feed hybrids in 2017, and they'll be more widely available in 2018. So I think growers will be pleased with the range of maturity groups that they can find in Inogen feed corn hybrids, and also the trait stacks that make these excellent agronomic choices for our corn producers as well.
Dwayne Martin, Corn and Soybean Traits Manager for Syngenta. As commodity prices fell over the past few years, many landowners across the country agreed to lower cash rents. The annual Landowner Pro Farmer Cash Rent and Value Survey shows a majority of the respondents expecting cash rents to continue their lower trend in 2018. Landowner consultant and columnist Mike Waltson says the survey also shows the focus on lowering cash rents in the year ahead will likely lessen when compared to the past few years. 53% of the survey respondents say they expect cash rents to continue their decline in 2018. While that's still a majority, it's down sharply from 74% last year and 73% in 2015. The percentage of respondents expecting cash rents to stay the same as last year rose to 45%, up from 24% last year and 21% in 2015. Waltson says the boost in respondents expecting no change in their rental rates this coming year might be an indication that the bottom in cash rental rates may be near. A friendly reminder that the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is hosting their 77th annual meeting this month. That's happening on January 18th at 6 p.m. at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. A light dinner will be provided with a short program and door prizes following the meal. They do ask that you RSVP by January 15th. And to do that, call the office at 532-3361 extension 3. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.